Good morning, my hearty friends. And today's daf is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we continue to forge ahead with great courage as we round the bend towards the end of this Masechet. Yesterday, we learned on Kuf Yud Amud Beit that in a case where we've got a problem, the problem is that a Ketana and a Chareshet, neither of whom have a real marriage Midiraita, and they fall before a Yavam. And the problem is that one Yibum, or one Chalitza, does not pater the other one, because they're not on the same level of marriage, and we don't view them as being equivalent wives. So we were stuck. We asked, so what basically can we do, since we can't just act on one of them? And so the other constraints that we have over here is that there is no way to give Chalitza to a Chareshet. And the other problem, the other constraint is that if we go ahead and we do Yibum to the Chareshet, if later on in life we're going to give Chalitza to the Ketana when she's old enough, so then the Yibum is no longer going to be usable when he's going to have to stop living with his wife, because she is going to be usher on him because she is a second Yavam. And then once you did a Chalitza, so then Kima de lo bana shuv lo yivneh. Now what's he going to do there? He's not going to be able to go ahead and to sleep with her because shuv lo yivneh. So we said what to do yesterday, as the Eitzah, was Rav, was quoted by Rav Chista, as saying, look, the only thing to do is you can go ahead and you can be miyabim the chareshet, and then you give her a get. And you can then also go ahead, and the chalitza of the ketana, of course, that will be okay when she's older, and at that point, anyway, she's not going to be married because she was already given a get, and that way nobody is hurt. Now, today we want to look at the implications of that psak of Rav as Rav Chista himself understands them. We're three lines up at the bottom of Amud Beis. Omar Rav Chista, Shema Mina. It's clear from what I just quoted Rav as saying that we can, only thing we can do is to do Yibum to the Chareshet, give her a get, and then when the Ketana grows up, we do Chalitza. It must be, Shmaimina, that Kasov Rav, Chareshet Knuya u'mishuyeret, and a Ketana is a Knuya v'ein a Knuya. It's obvious to me that we look at the Kinyonim of a Chareshet and a Ketana a different way. A Chareshet is partially Knuya. So she's partially Knuya and she's Mishuyeret, meaning she's partially not Knuya. Whereas a Ketana, we're not quite sure how to look at her. Maybe she's completely Knuya, and maybe she's not Knuya at all. I'll tell you why. Because, you see, what are we going to think? That they're both on the same level, in the sense that we should look at them as partially, each one a partial Kinyan. You can't say that. If they were, then why wouldn't we be able to pater one with the B of the other one? We can't say that both of them are a suffix, because, you see, it says in the continuation of the Mishnah that if the Yavam goes ahead and he sleeps with the Ketana, and then he goes ahead and sleeps with the Chareshet, then in that case, he will pasul the Ketana. Whereas if he was Baal HaChareshet and then goes and sleeps with the Ketana, he will pasul the Chareshet. Now, if both of them would be the same in the sense of both being a suffix, then none of this would make sense. If we're going to say that both of them are the same, if both of them are a suffix, okay, so then we should say, look, whichever one he took place, Mamonavshach should be able to stay with him. No, because there's nothing that could be done wrong by subsequently sleeping with the other one, because Mamonavshach. If both are considered to be a real kinyan, so then once he takes a real Kenuya Yavama, there's no way to answer that real Knuya Yavama by doing a meaningless additional Yivam to the other one. And if the first one is not Knuya, so then fine. So then they have nothing to do with each other anyway. So it must be that one of them is Knuya Mishuyeret, and one of them is a Suffolk, whether she's Knuya or Suffolk in a Knuya. What I want to prove is, says Rav Chista, that from the quote that I just told you of Rav, it's clear that the Chareshet is the one that is partially Knuya, whereas this Ketana, we have a suffix how it works. And because of that, the Chareshet has to get a get, because perhaps the Ketana may be the real one, and therefore may pasul when she gets chalitza, when she grows up, mi pasul b'chareshet, that was taken earlier, which is why I must give her a get now, because she's going to be asura on him. So now let's take a look at that inside. Om Rav Chista Shmai Minar Kasov Aram, chareshet knuya umushu yaret, whereas a ketan is knuya v'in a knuya. Okay, now it's given that they can't be the same, okay? But could they have been, could we reverse it? Well, absolutely not. Because Isa Kataita Kharesha Knuya Vaina Knuya, the Ktan is the Knuya Mishu Yaret. If it's the other way around, and that the Khareshit is the one that we're not quite certain, well, she might be completely Knuya. And the Ktana is partially Knuya and partially Ina Knuya, right? So let's assume that for a moment. So then why in the world would the eights that Rav gave be to take the Khareshit and then to give her a get? Why do you have to give her a get? Mutziya beget, teitev gabei memanavshach. Why can't she remain married to him after he's miyabim her memanavshach? If she is knuya, and that's what you're saying, that maybe she's knuya, maybe she's not knuya. So if she is knuya, so then she's knuya, the other one is nothing. And if she's not knuya, so then they're not really tzarot now, are they? So then onochrit ba'almei, so then she's just an unrelated person. And he's married to her. Is there a problem with his being married to her? So the only possible way to understand it is that, indeed, it's the other way around, you see. Says, otherwise, how could the chalitz of the ketana subsequently pass on her if she's not even really married to him? She's stomachai that he took now, calling it evil, but he was just basically marrying her. Okay, so there's no possible way to say it the other way around. Now, you'll ask me, but wait, you have not really explained anything. Because then you'll say, V'chite miktana mai tamtina shtagdil v'tachalot. Why then would the ktana have to wait until she's a gedola? Teitev gabe, why can't she also simply get married to the guy? Iknuyahi, aknuyahi. Ilav knuyahi, nochrita be'almahi. So what would be exactly the problem, asks the Gemara. You'll tell me, now wait a second. If that's the case, why can't he take the ketana? And let us say the same thing. If, in fact, she is knuya, so then why can't she stay? And if she's not knuya, then she's simply not related. So even the way that you're learning it now, in which we're telling us that the ketana is a suffix, knuya, suffix ain't a knuya, so I have the same logic. There's no problem in keeping her around then, is there? But then you see, the problem will be, imkein chareshet b'mate pok. Then how in the world will this chareshet ever get out of the problem? We can't give her a chalitza. Now note that Rav is trying to, the question was, what is the takana? What is the takana? Means what can be done for both of these women to get them out of this mess? And therefore, there'd be no way, since we can't give her chalitza, there'd be no way for us to proceed. We can't say, well, I'll take her. Maybe the ketana is knuya. And then how could we possibly take her? Now, it's true, as Rashi points out, that you might ask directly from the Mishnah. The Mishnah did say that if he was Bala Ketana, and then he was Chazor Bala Chareshet, that he passed the Ketana. And according to this analysis, why in the world would he pass the Ketana that he took first? What we should simply do is give a get to the Chareshet, and the Ketana should remain, because Mamonavshach, just as we just said. If she was Knuya, then there was no problem with the fact that he subsequently took the Chareshet. And if she wasn't Knuya, then she's not even related. So what's the problem? Why can't he keep her? And indeed, as Rashi explains, that you can't ask that because the Mishnah, you see, is understandable as a gezerah because maybe he'll come along and take the chareshet first. And we're going to see that that's what the Gemara answers later. So that really wouldn't have been an option because of that gezerah. Om Rav Sheshet Sachinami Mistavra, it's very reasonable to get a commentary to Rav Chista chareshet. It's very reasonable the way that Rav Chista was matarich the din of chareshet alibi de Rav because of the braita. The braita now, the way that he worked it out according to Rav is that the chareshet is partially knuya and the ketana is a suffix. If she's completely knuya, suffix not knuya at all. The reason I say that it's reasonable is because take a look at the braita. Detanya, shnei achim, nisuin shtei achayot yitomot. We have now two sisters married to two brothers. A ketana here, and a chareshet. So, mate ba'ala shel ha'ketana, the chareshet is yotze b'get, the ketana tamtin ad shetagdil v'tachalot. Mate ba'ala shel ha'chareshet, ketana yotze b'get, the chareshet asura lo'olam. ואם בעל החרשת נותן לה גט, והותרה. So now we have an interesting case over here. If the husband of the ketana dies, so then the zika of the ketana prohibits now the chareshet, because after all, they are sisters, and therefore he's going to have to give her a get. So this clearly shows that the ketana may be a real kinyan, whereas the chareshet is only a partial kinyan, and therefore the real kinyan would have asserted him on his semi-wife the moment that she is zokeket l'yima. So therefore that explains the part that says that the chareshet is yotza beget, the ketana tamtinat shetagdil v'tachlotz. How about the other way around? How about meit bala shel chareshet? So the ketana tetzei beget, that's because the chareshet, who is her sister, can answer her, because maybe the ketana is not even chayavas in yibum, because maybe she's not knuya at all, in which case she was really never married to him. Whereas the chareshet is partially knuya, so then this would be eshet achot skugato, and there's no way that he can take the ketana, so we're going to have to get rid of the ketana that he's married to. The chareshet, on the other hand, there's nothing he can do. He can't take her b'yibum, because on the tzad that the ketana was his wife, so then she would be achot grushato, without even having any chiyuv of yibum at all. And in that case, even if the ketana died, normally there would be no problem, because achot isha is only us in a lifetime, right? So there'd be no problem over here. But the problem is that there would still be nothing to do, because she would still be considered an eshet ach, since at the time that she fell to yibum, there was no way that she could possibly get her. She can't get a chalitza. She still has that chiyuv, from the possibility of that chiyuv. And therefore, there's no way that she can ever be free. And therefore, we're really, really in big trouble. Now, how about the Im Avar? Suppose now he didn't listen to us, and he went ahead, and he slept now with the chareshet. So he was bala chareshet. She was Iver, the Avera, took the chareshet. So then, notin la get v'utra. If after giving gerish to the ketana, now what he can do is, he can give her a get, and now everything is fine. Because, look, if the ketana was his real wife, so there was never any problem, right? Because then this was achot isha. She never felt a yibum. In which case, the fact that he slept with her may have been lots of fun, but it had no halachic meaning. If the ketana was never married, so then it was a kosher yibum. Now if he gives a get, so then fine, it's a kosher get. But whatever it is, there's certainly no zika left from the original brother. Now, this whole thing proves that the analysis that was just made over here of Rav Chisda is correct, the way Ravin understood it. Because, yamid b'shvei mecharechet k'niyah u'mishu yeret, and the ketanah's k'niyah v'ena k'niyah. The way that he analyzed it works out perfectly. The chareshet being perhaps semi-kinyan, and the ketana perhaps being avada-kinyan, and perhaps being no kinyan at all, that would explain, mishumach kibala, chareshet noten laget v'utra. That would explain why, if he took the chareshet illicitly, then definitely there will be no problem left at all if he gives her a get. Because memonavshach, never memonavshach. If the ketana was knuyahi, so then she never felt a yibum because she was achotisha. If the ketana was not knuya at all, so then this was a kosher yibum when he slept with her. And now he gave her a get and took off the zika. Ela'i amrit, chareshet knuya ve'ena knuya. Let's do it the other way around and see if maybe we could try the opposite of the way Rav Chisda explained it, okay? Let's try for a moment to think what would happen if you would assume the opposite assumption. The chareshet is the one who is a suffolk if she's knuya or not. The ketana is partially knuya vada, so she's knuya mishuyeret. Now, the things will no longer work out, because kibo ala chareshet, amai notin gate v'hutra. Why in the world would it help, if he was bala chareshet, to give her a get, and say that by giving her a get, she is now muteret, she should need, at this point, chalitza as well. The hagalei bia psula, because after all, a bias chareshet, which is, as we just said, we're assuming for a moment that a chareshet is a suffix, so it's a biyapsula. If she's knuya legamre and she needed a yibum, and then if that's the case, there'd be, and of course there's no problem of chotisha, because the Tana would be Knuya Mishuyeret and Mishuyeret and would therefore be unable to pater her really married sister, the Chareshet, who may be Zikuka more so than she is. So now, she certainly cannot be Mityabemet, because she is nonetheless the Achot Ishto, who is the Ketana that is partially Kenuya. Partially Kenuya means it's not a true Biyet, so it's a Biyapsula. If that's the case, a Biyapsula cannot pater from Chalitza. You're still going to need Chalitza. But she can't get the Chalitza because she's a Chareshet, but she's not a Bat Chalitza. So therefore, there would be no way for us to make sense out of the idea that if he took her, he could give her a get. Says the Gemara, well, it's all very nice to bring a raya to Rav Chisda from here, but it's all based on the assumption that a Biyapsula doesn't pater. But let's say for a moment that this braisa follows Rabbi Nechemi. So how many Rabbi Nechemi? Yomar Biyapsula poter b'chalitza. You see, we had before, about half of the Masechta ago, we had Rabbi Nechemi Ashita, that even a Biyapsula will pater from chalitza. So even if we assume now that he was Bala Chareshet, who is the Achot Ishto, even though she's a Ketana, was partially Knuya. So even if that's the case, once he was Baalea, she's Patura now from Chalitza. And all she requires now is a get, in the same way that he took her Baramiza, so he can also be Megarish Baramiza. So therefore, it could work out, even if we make the opposite assumptions of Rav Chisda. Now, it's true that according to the way in which we normally look at it, that it'd be a Pseudo-One Patsos, okay. Rav Chisda is certainly very consistent with this braisa, but we can't prove Rav Chisda from the braisa. As to Gemara, that's not an alternative. Because let's say for a moment it's going according to Rabbi Nechemia. You're saying if according to Rabbi Nechemia, Biyapsula is potert michalitza, and therefore there's not a problem. Take a look at the next piece. Over here, the guy is married now to two yitomot. I mean, actually, we just need one of these to be the ketana. Okay? So one of them is a ketana, one of them is a chareshet. The chareshet could even be a gdola, but she's a chareshet. Umeit, and now he dies. So the yavam goes ahead now. Bo yavam ala ketana v'chazur v'bala chareshet. So let's say the yavam takes the ketana, and now he also goes, and he himself takes the chareshet, or maybe his brother, a third brother, goes ahead and v'achiv ala chareshet. In this case, ne'asur shtehem alav. The chareshet becomes asura because the ketana may be kenuya legamre, in which case her yibum is a true yibum, and that means he cannot be miyabim the chareshet because you're not allowed to be miyabim two women by etechad uboneven uboneshe nebatim. The ketana is asura because even though memonavsha there should be no problem, as we said before, because either she's a ketana, and if a ketana is kenuya, then this would be a perfectly kosher yibum. And if Eina Knuya, then she's considered to be completely out of the picture, and she's not even Eshet Achiv, in which case, what possible is there could there be if the Charesh, she sleeps with the Charesh, the Chareshet? So even though that's true, Meikar Adin, we have a problem that if we, in fact, would allow him to do this, so then people will say that it makes no difference which one he took first. And in the same way that if he took the Ketana first, that the Ketana is Muteret for him. So it would also be true if he takes the Chareshet first, and then the Chareshet would also be Muteret for him, which is certainly not true, because if the Ketana is Knuya completely, then she, in fact, will be a real Yibam relative to the Chareshet, who will be Knuya Mushuyeret, and therefore she would be Pasul with this Bia. So if that's the case, continues now the price. So what do you do if you were Bala Ketana and then you were Bala Chareshet? The Chareshet can be Yotzeit Beget because Mamanavshach. If the Ketana was Knuya, then she was already Petura because the Ketana was taken by Yibum. If the Ketana is not considered to be Knuya at all, so then the Chareshet got the maximum Yibum that she could have. She had the Bia and she's Yotzeit Beget. As far as the Ketana is concerned, so the Ketana should wait until she gets old enough, and at that point she can give her chalitza, and it's not going to help her to give her a get. Now, the reason that this shows us that our assumption that it was going like Rabbi Nechemi is not true, because it has to work out only in the direction in which the chareshet is knuya and mishuyeret, and the ketana is knuya ve'ena knuya. Why? Because he habit bishlema chareshet knuya mishuyeret, and the ketana is knuya ve'ena knuya. And therefore, in the ratio where we talked about over here, where you wrongly took the chareshet sister after taking the ketana sister, over there we said that she's going to be muteres if you give her a get, because Mimon of Shark, if the Ketana was Knuya, so then the be already part of the other Tzara, the Chareshet. If the Ketana is not Knuya, so then the Chareshet over here got whatever she could and was Yotze Beget. So then it would work out, if it's going according to the Rabbanon, who holds that a Chalitza Psula does not Pater, and therefore there's no way for us to say that the Ketana should be Knuya Umushuyeret and the Chareshet should be Knuya Ve'ena Knuya. Because if that would be the case, we hold like the Rabbonan, why would it be true that if it was Bala Chareshet Be'isr, she is now allowed to get a get and walk away? It's a Bir Psula, and that's not good. So therefore, it explains the fact that it says over here, we have to wait until Mishumachi Tamtin Achitagdir, let the Ketana wait, and get Chalitza. Okay, that all makes sense. Even though Maman of Shach, she is Muteret to him, because again, if she was Knuya, she was already Nisyabma. And if she's not Knuya, she's completely uninvolved in this whole case. And even if the get then would have been a get Gomer, but as we said, we have a Gezerah that she can't go out just with a get without Chalitza. Why? Because the Dilma Kadim Ubo Chareshet Bereshet, because what happens if you do it the other way around? You take the Chareshet first, and that would be, and that would mean that the Bia of the Ketana is a Bia Psula, since he already took a Chareshet, who is partially Knuya, and therefore you're not allowed to take two women from the same house, even if one is only partial. So therefore, as we explained before, we have a Gzera that the, maybe, even in a case where you did that, you could give a get to both of them. And in this case, of course, the Ketana cannot be Yotze with a get, because she may be Knuya and requires Yibum. And in this case, the Bia of the Chareshet did not potter her, because she's not a complete Kenyan, she's Mishuyeret. And the Bia that she gets herself, it's already too late because it's a Bia Psula. So she's going to need Chalitza and a get. So because of that, we were Gozer also, even where he took the Ketana first, that she should wait to get her Chalitza, shouldn't be Yotze Beget. But if you're going to tell me that the Ketana is the one who's Knuya Mishuyeret because we're going like Rabbi Nechemia, and the Chareshet is the one who's Knuya Ve'ena Knuya, and the reason that in Oresha, the Chareshet is Muteret if he takes her after the Bia of the Ketana is a sister, despite the fact that it's Bia Psula, is because it's Rabbi Nechemia. Ha'omar Bia Psula Patra. If Rabbi Nechemia after all, holds that Bia Psula Poteret, so if that's the case in the Sefer also, if he would be Bala Ketana first, and then he's Bala Chareshet, why must we wait for the Ketana to grow up and do Chalitza? Why can't she simply get a get? Because what's the problem? The Bia was a Bia Psula, so what? According to Rabbi Nechemi, even if it's Bia Psula, there would be no problem. Why would it be a Psula in the sense that the Chareshet may be Zekuka Lagamri, according to this? And if that's the case, he needs to be Miyabin the Chareshet, not the Ketana, so what? According to Rabbi Nechemi, Bia Psula is Poteret in any event. Therefore, there's been no possible way for us to work this out, unless it's the Rabbanon, Lashmamina Rabbanon. Must be that indeed it's going to Rabbanon. Chalitza Psula is not Poteret, and Shmamina. And therefore, we're back to the Raya as we had it before, to, as Rav Shesha says, to Rav Chista. Omrevash, Miresha, Nami Shmamina Rabbanon. We don't have to go this far. You go all the way back to the Raya of the Bryce that's curious going according to Rabbanon, not Rabbi Nechemia. Because the Reisha, after all, was the case of two brothers who were married to two sisters who were Yesomas, right? The husband of the Chareshet dies. Now, Imba, it says over here that if the husband of the Ketana goes ahead now and takes the sister, who is the Chareshet, after, now, he gave a get to the Ketana, notain la get uhutra. So now he can give a get to this Chareshet, and then Mamon of Shach, the Chareshet is now Muteret to go marry. Velo katani, but how come the Braita did not say in the opposite case, where the husband of the Ketana died? It could have said the opposite case, which is that Imba la Ketana, let's say the husband of the Chareshet takes the Ketana after he gave a get to the Chareshet, that he'd be able to give the Ketana a get, and she would be Muteret. The reason is because she wouldn't be. Since the Bia would be a Bia, what we would be talking about over here, there was a Bia Psula, because this would be Achot Gurushato, since that's the only way the Chareshet, after all, was Knuya, but at least partially, and the Ketana may be Knuya totally and really require Yibum, and so because of that, she doesn't get the heter of just walking out because of Achot Ishton. And there's no Maman of Shech over here to say, as we had in the other case. And therefore, the only reason that it doesn't say that Imbal Aktana Notin La Get V'Hutra is because there's no way to pot to her with a Bia Psula. And that's like the Rabbana. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't prove anything. Gimishu Maholo Irene. That doesn't prove it. Because it's very possible that really maybe Bia Psula indeed paters, like Rabbi Nechemya. The Mishnah that didn't say the case that if he was Bala Ketana after giving a get to the Chareshet, that he's able to just give her a get, is because only Chareshet, let's say Takana Datera, a Chareshet who has no option at all after the husband of the sister who's the Ketana dies, and she's always going to be awesome. So Katani Takanta di Isura, because of that, the Mishnah said, look, what about if Lamaisa he had taken her be'isr, that then there is a way out? He could give her a get and she's muteras. Okay. The Ketana doesn't have this problem. The Ketana ita takanta de tera. I mean, the Ketana is really not such a big deal. She could simply wait until she gets old enough for Chalitza. And then there's the normal life. What do I have to say? What would happen if? Do the right thing. So therefore, lo tani takanta de isura. Why should it bother telling me what happens if somebody does an isur?
Is that the Hale Commissioner? Mishayana Sidishti Tomot Ktonot Umeit. Ubaya Vamala Rishona, Vakazar Obala Shnia. So here we have one of the brothers is married to two girls, both of whom are Ktanot Yitomot, so he's only married in Rabbona. He dies and his brother now takes one of them, and then Khazar Obala Shnia, and then comes and he takes the second one. Or perhaps a third brother, Shabahivala Shnia. Lopa Salat Rishona. In this case, since both of these girls are married on the same level, so after having taken one b'yibum, it's not possible to passel her by taking the other one, because if the first one was properly a kinyan, we said before we have a suffix if she's kinyan or not, so then she's completely his wife at this point, and the second one is just basically the same as sleeping with a wife's sister or another yevama, which obviously is even less, and even that wouldn't passel. So there's no way to passel one of the Yavama is because there's no Bia after Bia to Pasel. And if the first one wasn't Knuya, so then neither of them were married. And for sure, they're not related to each other. For sure, there's no problem anyway. So that's not an issue. The second one, of course, he can't take, because once he takes the first one, there's a tzad to say that she is truly his wife, and then he can't take the second one, because once he takes by it, and it's by Techadu Bonevenu Boneshte Bani. The same thing would be true about two Charashot, because they're both married on the same level. So there's no way to Aser the first one taking the second one. However, in the case of a Ketana v'Chareshet, where he died leaving two wives, one Ketana and one Chareshet, so then Boyavam la Ketana, because Zar Ubala Chareshet, or Achiv was Bala Chareshet, then he was Pasalata Ketana. Because what we're afraid of is that if he takes the Chareshet first, then the truth is that if she is partially Knuyalot, so then it would be asering him to go ahead and take more, because he was Baina, a partial bias. Even though you could taina that in a case where he takes down the Ketana, there would be no way to passover, because Mamon of Shach, if she is absolutely Kanuya, so then she's Kanuya completely, because the other one was not Kanuya. If she's not Kanuya at all, then she is basically unrelated. But since over here, in the event that he would have taken the Chareshet first, there would have been a problem. See, even though he takes the Ketana, we may say the problem, despite the fact, as we learned earlier, that really Mikra Din Maman of Shach, she would be Mutaret. How about if he takes the Chareshet first? V'chozar u'bal haktana, o sheba achiv al haktana. So then pasal atacharesha, because again the ketana may be completely kriya to him. In which case, she would pass on the chareshet, because the chareshet is only a mishuyeret. She's kriya mishuyeret, and that's not as good. How about pikachat v'chareshet? How about if there were two wives, one of whom is normal, one of whom is a deaf mute? So then, suppose now he does yibum to the pikachat. So obviously, that's a completely kosher yibum. If he now takes the chareshet, or his brother takes the chareshet, there's no way that a kenuya mishuyeret could possibly aser a truya vama. So there, lo pasalata pikachat. If it goes the other way around, which is only a kenuya mishuyeret, and it's not a complete wife, when another brother now comes now and takes the pikachat, then pasal at hachareshet. Then of course he does, because over here we have one that is truly married. How about if there is a gedola v'ketana? Boyavam ala gedola. It's the same thing. It's the same as being ala pikachat. So if he takes the gedola v'chazor ala ketana osheba achiv ala ketana, lo pasalat hagdola. So once we have now the bayit that is vada is, you can't undo it now with the znus of taking the other one. But the other way around, if bayavam alaktana was a safek knuya, and anyway, in the best of events, it's only a drabonan, and then he's chazer ubal hagdola, or shabal achiv hagdola, then pasalat hagdola, then of course he passes the ketana. Because after all, in that case, he or she is a truly 100% yavam, and the ketana is at best a knuya completely, but min rabbana. Rabbi Elazar Omer, the best thing to do is melamdim haktana shetimayim bo. If we can cancel now the entire marriage with the ketana, so now he can keep the gedela, and there'd be no problem. Says the Gemara, Omer Yiram Shmuel Alochik Rabbi Elazar, v'chein Omer Elazar. This case referring to Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, who is the Amora, that Alok Rebbe Lazar, meaning Rebbe Lazar ben Shamua. Even though previously we were talking about Rabbi Eliezer, and we're talking about the Tana Rebbe Lazar ben Shamua, and the Amora, Rebbe Lazar ben Pedat, is paskening like him. So, v'chinom Rabbi Elazar, Alok Rebbe Elazar, v'tzricha. And the truth is that we need the two piske halochas that we melam them as haketana. We had the mimer of Shmuel, and we had the mimer of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, that are paskening that halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, in that case, the first case, where he was married to the ketana, and we need to pasken also over here, separately, that we're melamdim as a ketana. Why is this? Because the iyat mabaka maita. Let's say in the case where you had over there the two sisters, the reason that we would be paskening like Rabbi Elazar, that we should go ahead and teach the child to be mima'enet, is over there, it's in order to be mekayim in the midst of yibum. So I might have thought that Ba'ach Gomer Rishmuel Aloch Rabbi Eliezer, why did Shmuel Paskin there like Rabbi Eliezer? Mishum Deloki Yem Mitzvat Yibum, since it's necessary to have the ketana to be mima'enet in order to have the mitzvah done, so therefore it's the best thing to do. Avobadi Kayim Mitzvat Yibum, in this case he already was mekayim the mitzvah, and he had slept with both of them. So maybe Enoch and Armi, at this point, he should simply be Megarish them. So even though it's certainly an uncomfortable and tragic situation, but it's not Litzerech L'mitzvah of Yibum, so maybe over there we don't paskin Alam Nevesektana to be Mima Enes, because after all, he had already done whatever he could possibly do in terms of that mitzvah. On the other hand, so maybe in this case, Ematavai Lifko Beget, maybe you should give a get to both of them, even though they've now asered on him. What can you do? But on the other hand, let's say we only would have had in this case that where we have this gedola. So over here, I understand if you took the ketana, the real one that requires the yibum over here is the gedola. So in this case, okay, understand that over here she should be misya bemes. Aval, in the other case, idach lo. In the case of the achayos, where the truth is that the gedola at this time is achot ishto. So maybe we should say, okay, so there's not really a chiyav. I mean, there's not a chiyav. So why should we have the ketana be mima enes for a yibum that, technically speaking, it can be excused on the basis of achot ishto, and eventually it can be achot ishto. Therefore, we need to know that in both cases, we paskin that malam nebzektana to be mima'enes. Zakarei l'kamishna, yavam katan, shabal yavama katana, yigadlu ze imze. How about if there's a before bar mitzvah yavam, who's over 9 years old, and he comes now and he sleeps with his yavama, even though she's a katana, so there's no reason now for us to separate them, there's no way for him to divorce her, because he's a katan, so he can't give a get. So let them grow up together. Baal Yavama Gedola, suppose he took now a Yavama who was capable of Kenyan to Gadlanu, so then let her raise him, if that's the point. HaYavama Shamra B'toch Shloshim Yom Lo Nivalti. If within 30 days of the Yibun, she says, look, the guy is simply not performing, and I never ended up sleeping with the guy. Kofino Toshiyach Alotzla. We force him to give her chalitza because we don't put her in a position in which she is simply being held captive by this guy who doesn't want to be known as a chalitz. On the other hand, if it's after 30 days, so then as she's still saying, I wasn't involved, but she didn't say anything else before. So over there, we assume that if he says, I did sleep with her, that he is believed. But in this case, she's got a problem because then she basically is going to need chalitza because she's claiming that she was never muteres. So that we ask him, okay, look, I mean, if you're not going to remain married, do her a favor and give her chalitza. But generally speaking, we assume that a man and a woman that have been hanging out for 30 days, there was no way for him to avoid sleeping with her for all of that time. Ultimately, he would have given in. So there, Kofinota, in the other case, Mevakshinimen. Bismanchu Humodeh, if he admits that he's not been sleeping with her, then of course, and it will always be Kofinota. He can't keep her captive, never to get married. Hanoderet Hana'a B'Yavama. Someone who can't stand her Yavama. And she goes and she makes a netter that he is Aser Ba'ana on her. Okay, so if it was B'Chayei Ba'Allah, Kofinota Shiachlotzla. If it was while her husband was alive and she wasn't ever thinking of ever falling to him, she just couldn't stand him. So then we force him to give chalitza because there's no way that she can be kovert. But if she makes this neder la'achar mitat ba'ala, so then it's just a way for her not to fall to yibum, so that's her own fault. Then we ask the yavam politely, please could you help her out? If she says, beferish, this is what my kavan is, that if I fall to you, I don't want to fall, then we will not force him later to give her chalitza. We'll ask him. Now, since this Mishnah seems to intrude very clearly on the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that we've spoken about in the past, the Gemara at this point raises that problem. Leman Maslisadol to Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah seems to violate Rabbi Meir's famous dictum, the Tanya Ketanu Ketanu Lo Chotzim Lo Mityamin, Divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, we're afraid, as we said, that a Ketan may turn out to be a Soris, a Ketanu may turn out to be an Ilanis, in which case they would be sleeping with an Erva because it would be no Chiev of Yibu. And remember that Rabbi Meir is Chayesh L'miyuta, he's always worried, even though there's only a small percentage of people that are Isurisim, or Islandism, nonetheless, he's concerned for that. So here, why does the Mishnah say that they should continue living together? I feel a tamer, Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, not true. Could work out according to Rabbi Meir, too. Ki omer Rabbi Meir, gedolo lekatanu ketana legadol, dechad min ha'obiyad yisuro. Look, Rabbi Meir was talking about in a case where one is a gadol. So either the male or the female is a gadol, which means that on that gadol, there's an isur for them to continue to be married. Avokotan, avokotan, avokotan. Over there, Tarvarka Adalininulo, there both of them are in the matzav in which neither of them are really in a state of chiyav. Neither of them are chayav and yibum. So if he was a service or she's an islandist, there's no iser here because Besdin does not have to go out and forcibly separate two people where they're not chiyav and have no chiyav. Since neither of them have no chiyav on Anshin, therefore, we don't have to interfere. So it could work out according to Rabbi Meir, too. I understand, that's only the first line of the Mishnah. How about the next piece? That if she is a Gedola, she should raise him. It's different. Why? Because blah, shiny over here, he's already slept with her. I understand. But doesn't it say that she should, what, to get leno karma? The kobil biadisuru. What difference does it matter? Does it make that he's already slept with her? It's saying over here that she should raise a meaning that they continue to live together as man and wife, so that every time he sleeps with her, he's being, or she's being over on an iser. The local Rabbi Meir would assume, it would appear, that the Mishnah indeed is not like Rabbi Meir. Ask the Gemara, but wait a second. A katan is, does not have reproductive capacity. So if that's the case, I mean, it's not the meaning of a katan almost by definition. So he may have the ability to have intercourse, but he doesn't have the maturity to be able to reproduce. And if that's the case, so then doesn't it say in the Torah that the point of Yibum is lahakim lachiv shem, v'hai lav bar hachil, if he should not be allowed b'chalal? Forget about Rabbi Meir. He's not a bar hachi to be making shame, and there's no Yibum and it's a mokam erev. Omer Abaye, for that problem, the Pasuk addressed by saying the words, Yivama Yavoa Aleha, that there's the act of Yivama Yavoa Aleha Kodu, in whatever capacity, is also a mitzvah. Rava Omer, Balava Chinami Lomatzis, I mean, I need the extra Pasuk. Mi Ikemiri Dashta Asirle Labasa Shata Sharia. What do you think? That initially it's us, and then all of a sudden it becomes mutter when he suddenly now develops his sperm? That doesn't make any sense. If at one point she's asura, then she's asura. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Yevam Mishena Nikoreba Peshat Nefila Yevamah Yevoh Aleha, Arei Keshetash Yesh Rabbanim Ve'asura. The problem would be that at the moment that she falls to Yibam, if indeed he would be Pater, so then she would be asura at that moment as an Eshet Tov Shelo B'Mokam Mitzvah, and she would be forever an Erev Anim. It doesn't change later. So Ve'yimah Chinami. So I understand. So is that not a problem? Maybe she should be for always, forever, Aser. What exactly is Rava saying? I mean, first you take for granted that it can't be that she's Aser, so then you say, so it can't be that she's Aser at that time. Maybe on the contrary, she's Aser at that time, and therefore she's forever Aser. Alma. So the case over here is that indeed we have a Pasuk, Amar Kra, Ki Esh Ruachim Yachadav. Afilu ben yom echad. Since the Torah has made Yibum dependent on yeshiva ba'olam, so it means even if the kid was just born, he's included in Keshu Achim Yachdav, that means that ultimately he's going to be Me'avim her. How's that possible? If we're going to say that he's not considered to be B'chlal the Mitzvah of Yibum, so that means at the moment of Nefila she was defined as an Erva, which would be a direct contradiction to Keshu Achim Yachdav. In which case we now understand that clearly it does not go according to his current reproductive capacity. Yivama she'amra v'tol shloshim yom. The case of the Mishnah is a woman says now after Yibam, yeah, he never slept with me. So man tana da'atlas yomukim minishan nafshi. Who is the tana that says that we can assume that for 30 days, up to 30 days, a person will control his sexual desire not to sleep with the woman who is right next to him? On Rabbi Yochan, that's Rabbi Meir, the tanya. Ta'anat betulim ko shloshim yom div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, look, he can say 29 days later, he can say, I never slept with her until now, and now all of a sudden I tried, and she was not a betula, and therefore I want to get out of this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Shita is that Nistra, so if they were seen to be alone, so then Lialta. If he wants, the first chance he has to run at the Beis Din and complain that he found that she was not a betula, fine. But if he waits around and he doesn't say anything until later, then we can't say that, well, and all of a sudden he realized that she's not, and he hadn't slept with her before. But lo nistra, if, however, they hadn't been alone together, so they're not liach kamishonim. Whereas according to Rabbi Meir says there's no such thing. A person doesn't hold on forever and not find a way in which he can sleep with her. That's possibly the case. Or Tosfos says, look, it could be talking about we know for a fact that they were never alone together, in which case, of course, Rabbi Meir wouldn't have argued. Rabbi Amar, a few tamer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi says it might be going like Rabbi Yossi. Because I can look on Rabbi Yossi Yossi Melabarusato de Gispa. Look, his own wife that he's been waiting for this moment. So then, Enochinami, what we assume is that the moment that they're alone, so Enochinami slept with her, and we don't give him 30 days. Mashenkin Eshet Achiv. where it certainly is an extremely uncomfortable situation to be in. Mivzas buzzes me now. He feels very embarrassed from going yet now needing to sleep with his brother's wife. So maybe Enochinami, Rabbi Yossi would also be made that we don't say that it's an immediate kind of reaction, just like Rabbi Meir.